Today's Journey to Wellness in Indian Country is made possible by the University of Minnesota Medical School Duluth Campus, educating medical students dedicated to serving rural Minnesota and American Indian, Alaska Native communities. This morning, joining us as our guest is Nicole Matthews. She is the executive director of the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition, and she is part of the White Earth Ojibwe Band. Nicole, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
At the beginning of the month, we discovered that Canada, of course, had convened a three-year inquiry. They called it the National Inquiry into Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls. And the conclusion that they came to was that the cause of this epidemic is genocide that the Canadian government is responsible for. Can you talk a little bit about, obviously, watching what's going on in Canada as a very interested bystander, not as a part of Canadian First Nations people, but watching as an interested bystander, how did they make that connection? How did they find the government responsible for this awful, awful occurrence?
Well, I think similar to the United States, we need to look at the impact. I think that what they were doing is looking at the impact of colonization and the genocide practices because of colonization. And so looking at the invisibility of First Nations people and looking at the practices and the policies that put First Nations women at higher danger for being murdered, for being harmed, for little to no accountability. And so I think when you put all of those things together, that's a big piece of where their conclusion came from.
Technical problems solved. We hope Nicole Matthew joins us again this morning. Nicole is the executive director of the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition, and she's a member of the White Earth Ojibwe Band. She joins us this morning to talk a little bit about Canada's national inquiry into missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. It was a three-year inquiry conducted by the government, and the conclusion was genocide that the Canadian government is responsible for. Nicole, when we lost you a minute ago, I was sharing something from a columnist, Doug Cuthand, with the Saskatoon Star Phoenix. He said, "It's not the dramatic killing of a race of people in a short time frame. It's the long-term, slow-motion attempt to eradicate a people and assimilate us without a trace." He said that the United States had accomplished this more through violence, but he felt that in Canada, it had happened just through government policies. What's your sense of that?
Well, I think it's a both end. I think it's in the United States, there's been a combination of violence, lack of accountability, and policies that have added to the genocide. And while I can't speak for the firsthand experience in Canada, I do see a lot of similarities, and I have met with Canadian First Nations women. In fact, I've participated in a trilateral working group between Canada, the United States, and Mexico on violence against Indigenous women, and I know that many of the issues that we are dealing with, particularly with regard to violence against Native women, murdered and missing Indigenous women, they're very similar, very similar.
One of the other things that I guess I had noticed and I'd made a note about is that in addition to this national inquiry, there's a website, there are a bunch of links, and we'll get some additional information up for folks who want to read more. There was also another national inquiry, and that resulted in the creation of the National Center for Truth and Reconciliation in Canada. And that, again, had to do with accountability to whatever degree for the boarding school era, and also I think what they refer to as the 60s scoop, where many Native kids were taken from their homes and adopted into white families. We've seen the Canadian government apologize. We've seen the Canadian government create these inquiries on a national level, how effective they are, how sincere they are, obviously something that could be debated. But I'm curious on your perspective of America's progress compared to Canada. Where are we in terms of coming to grips with similar issues, the boarding school era, Native kids being adopted out of their home communities and their culture, and of course missing and murdered Indigenous women?
Well, unfortunately, I think we have a long ways to go before we even have full acknowledgement. There hasn't even been, we haven't even really seen a complete acknowledgement of what happened, of our children being forcibly removed from their homes and sent to boarding schools. Minnesota has the highest out-of-home placement rates for our Native kids. So we have a long ways to go before we can really start addressing the issues, before we see some acknowledgement, before we see some reconciliation or some attempt to repair the harm. And I think that's really the key is, you know, acknowledging that harms were done is one thing, but we need to go also take it an extra step and make sure that we're doing things to repair the harm. And I think we, you know, definitely have a long ways to go in that regard.
Well, obviously, you can't begin to start repairing a harm that you're not quite sure really existed to begin with. How did the people that you were talking to, obviously you can't speak for everyone, but as you were talking to friends, neighbors, family, co-workers, how were people responding to this? Were they envious of Canada's efforts? Did they think, yeah, nice, but not quite enough? What were some of the reactions that you were hearing?
I think it's all over. I mean, certainly very envious and looking to Canada. I think on many issues, they've been ahead of the game, and we've looked to them for a number of years, particularly with regard to murdered and missing Indigenous women, and also with regards to addressing prostitution and trafficking of Indigenous women. I think, you know, they've done a lot of work in both of those areas, and so we can really look to some of the ways that they have been addressing it, and it's been, you know, really great to learn from them, and also look at the similarities and the ways that we can address that problem here as well.
So the good news, obviously, is that you wouldn't have to reinvent the wheel. Do you know where the, and I realize that I hadn't uncovered this in my reading either, but do you know where the momentum came from for these national inquiries? Do Indigenous First Nations people have enough of a voice in Canada that they were able to say, you need to look into this and you need to get some facts out there? Or was it the non-Native population that pushed for this?
You know, I think they have a really strong First Nations presence and really providing some incredible leadership in Canada that's really pushing this, and also have some strong allies, and the leadership at the governmental level has been pretty great as well. And so I think it's a both end, and both of those factors have led to this national inquiry and to, in the past, to addressing some of these issues.
What do you think, big question, not a lot of time, what do you think are some of the things that could perhaps move America in that direction? What are some things that you think would be needed?
Well, I think we need to look at our leadership and look at making some, you know, connections with our national leadership. I think the momentum has really grown in Native communities and tribal communities leadership, and we have seen, I mean, look at Minnesota, our lieutenant governor is a Native woman, so we have really seen some great strides in elevating our tribal voices, and I think if we continue to do that and also to continue to build build connections with our national leadership and also keep pushing, because the United States government has a federal trust responsibility to ensure that Native people here are okay, and that and to respond to the levels of violence and to respond to the lack of accountability and to work harder to repair the harm that was caused by federal policy and by the continued acts that from the impact of colonization. And I think if we keep pushing that, that will help.
Nicole, we'll get some links set up on our website, so we hope it will be easy for folks to find ways to read more and to learn more, and also some different ways that they can reach out if they're interested. Thank you so very much for taking some time to talk with us this morning.
Thank you.
Nicole Matthews joined us this morning as our guest. She is the executive director of the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition. Today's Journey to Wellness in Indian Country is made possible by the University of Minnesota Medical School, Duluth Campus, a national leader in improving health care access and outcomes in rural Minnesota and American Indian, Alaska Native communities.